This is our number two.
Time for the fastest 15 minutes in the news. This is Dory's Fastest 15.
It's a world of news in a tidy little 15-minute package just for you. Welcome to our Fastest 15. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to talk to just another heartbreaking story. A local contractor who puts his life work into trying to build a few condos in the Wallingford neighborhood. But what he's been dealing with the drug-addicted vagrants, and then what happened in the wee hours of yesterday morning to him and his project. It's a really tragic story, and we will share it with you at 1:30 this afternoon here on the Dory Monson Show. So they think, a lot of people are blaming me, and this isn't fair. This isn't fair.
Wait, who's blaming you?
A lot of people are blaming me for the whale.
I heard Tom and Curly criticized
did they blame me?
Suggestion, or well, your statement that animals die every second.
Which,
it's true.
Probably thousands of animals die every second.
But most of them
are not endangered.
More than 76 left.
75.
Now we're down to 75. Whatever.
No, it's 74.
74, that's right. It was 75,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I must have killed one a year ago, too. No, all I said was leave the poor thing alone. They were doing all this stuff that I knew wasn't going to work.
That's not what you said. You said...
What I...
You did not say leave them alone. You said, why are they wasting all this effort? It's
right.
Not going to work.
Right. And I was right.
Yeah, I know.
But that I said that weeks ago when they were hovering over the blowhole trying to get a breath sample. Now, Ursula, I don't have to be a marine biologist to know that that's a mission of folly there.
But as I pointed out, whatever you can possibly do to potentially save a life, you're going to try, especially when this particular pod is in danger of going extinct.
Although it sounds like they already, I mean, they knew that she was pretty much a goner once she had the whatever head thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Had.
The little pointy head.
she had a pointy head?
They lose buoyancy
shaped.
Or something.
Yeah.
Peanut head, that's what it's called.
We had a cone head child, my wife and I.
It's a whole different thing.
Okay, that's not
is
the
it?
Same. Yes, that's not the
no,
same.
Because the first baby.
Yeah, we know how you get.
You know,
yeah,
we're aware
of how you get. Tried,
and then finally, after hours, they say, well, you got to have a C-section, to which I said, okay. the cone
not
head.
Not the same.
Well, it's similar.
No, it's not similar.
Yeah. And then our daughters,
you're born.
Our daughters spoke to us with mysterious haunting songs for years after that. Just like these majestic creatures of the
That's
sea.
Terrible.
Have you seen the beautiful picture of J50 in the Times? She's, you know.
How come yesterday her name was Natalie or something?
Scarlett.
Scarlett, whatever.
Well, it's Scarlett. Both.
How come yesterday was Scarlett when we thought she was alive? Now that she's dead, she's J50
it's
again.
It's interchangeable. Yeah, so in case we don't, the scientific name is J50 because she's part of the J-pod.
What about J-Lo? I mean, has anyone talked about J-Lo
yes.
in a while?
Well, anything below 50.
She's been
right.
Yeah. She's been busy with A-Rod.
Any of the... What, are you working blue today?
No. Dory.
Oh, you mean Alex
Jennifer
Rodriguez.
Lopez.
Oh, okay.
Jeez.
Jeez, Ursula. This is a family show
Dory.
For crying out loud.
Alex Rodriguez.
Oh, I had no idea what you meant by that. I'm
Jennifer
sorry.
Jennifer Lopez, man.
Oh, boy.
J-Lo. Geez.
Where were we? Anyway, so bottom line, I didn't kill the whale. For all the people who are accusing me.
And there's still the tiny, 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 tiniest bit of hope that maybe she's actually not dead.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
She probably is.
Yeah, well, let's hope.
Okay.
Let's keep hoping.
Yes.
Okay? All right. And look, they're beautiful. People are going to think don't shake your head at me.
We all love the whales. We're very clear about loving the whales.
I love whales.
Love the whales.
Oh, when they
but maybe the money can be spent on like research, things like that, instead of just all put into this one.
Yeah, I'll tell you how much I love whales. Both times that my wife and I took our girls to SeaWorld, we sat in the splash zone. If that doesn't demonstrate my love for whales.
You left yourself in trouble on that one.
Let's not even go there. Clearly you didn't watch that documentary.
If that doesn't demonstrate how much I love, then I don't know what could. That splash zone, though. I tell you what, you get soaked in the splash zone. It sounds like a good idea. It's kind of San Diego. It's kind of a nice day. No, you get drenched. This is no fun.
It was quite the show.
And then you squeak the rest of the day when you're walking around. Don't sit in the splash zone when you go to SeaWorld. That's my advice to you. Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of my name being sullied, did you hear about this teacher in the Bronx? This sort of thing, it makes me sick. A 30-year-old teacher in the Bronx at a high school. She has now admitted to performing a sex act on a 14-year-old girl at the school. And we hear these stories all the time. But the teacher's name, Dori Myers, spelled the same way as my name, D-O-R-I. And I'm sick and tired of these criminals sullying my good masculine name. It's gonna make my name sound goofy one of these days if it starts getting attached to horrible stories in the news like this.
Now, this is a 30-year-old teacher and a 14-year-old student.
Yes. Yeah.
He's just mad about her name.
Yeah, I'm mad about the crime.
Well, of course, first and foremost.
Of
the reason.
Yeah. But Dori Myers.
Pretty close.
I know. Same initials, same spelling, crying out loud. On in the fastest 15. I'll tell you something else I'm getting sick and tired of. So just yesterday, Jeff Bezos announced that he is donating $2 billion to this charitable fund for homelessness and preschool children. And I'm thinking, well, $2 billion. So I'm hearing on other talk shows that's not enough, that he's some kind of a piker. It's $2 billion. How is that not enough money?
That's a big chunk of change.
Well, and then CNBC, they run this dopey piece, what Jeff Bezos spending $2 billion would feel like to the average American. And they said, for you and me, if we are of average income, if we donated $1,200, that would be the equivalent of Jeff Bezos giving $2 billion, which is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard, because it's not about us. It's about the recipient. We want to feel exactly like Jeff Bezos. He could give zero and we could give zero. Then we'd be all alike. But he's giving $2 billion. And what else Watt feels about the man?
It is magical thinking to believe that somehow you will be able to win a tax like this without making enemies out of Jeff Bezos. No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy.
Yeah, yeah, you tell him, sister. And then today, Bruce Harrell on the Seattle City Council said this.
Even when I read the article today on Bezos's $2 billion pledge to homelessness, I'm glad to see that has become a priority. And that's right in our backyard here. I know that's a nationwide pledge, of course, but then the question becomes, how do we get all over that, quite frankly? I mean, if they're piloting new strategies and we're looking at all, no better place to start than right here in our backyard.
How do we get all over that? So the Seattle City Council's first reaction is, this guy, the most successful businessman in pure financial terms, in the history of planet Earth, is giving $2 billion, and the Seattle City Council's reaction, how do we get all over that? If they give a penny of it to the Seattle City Council, that would be a waste of that money. And I'm guessing Jeff Bezos isn't going to funnel it through a bunch of economic boobs like the people who populate the Seattle City Council, the people who have created the worst homelessness crisis in the nation, the worst drug addiction problem in the nation. More homeless people on our streets than ever before. We spend more money on homelessness per capita than any city in the country and likely the world. And your response is, how do we get all over that? What a Man, they're greedy. They're a bunch of greedy people on the city council. They think other people's money should be theirs.
You know, Bill Gates, yeah. The Gates Foundation, has given out more than $40 billion in grants.
Oh, he's a giver. That Bill Gates, he is a giver. Next up in the Fastest 15, I've got a bunch of things annoying me today. And it's Friday. I should be in a chipper mood. So, of course, congratulations to the Seattle Storm, who won the WNBA championship two nights ago. And it's funny because Sue Bird has become somebody that I'm very friendly with. I've done a couple of competitions against her on the show.
Right.
She's raised the 12th man flag. She came into the studio here right before the season. And, you know, I'm always the gentleman. Mm-hmm. So as Sue came into the studio, I got out of my chair. And as I'm walking toward her, I extended my hand to shake her hand. Because I always feel, unless it's, you know, you guys,
yeah.
I don't think a hug is appropriate. But I extend my hand to shake her hand, and she came out with a hug. Mm-hmm. So she feels like we have a huggable type friendship, which I appreciate. Yeah. I like that. I like that about her. That Brianna Stewart's fantastic. So anyway, congratulations to the Storm. And I couldn't be happier for them. They are, man, that game Sue Bird had in game two, I think it was. Unbelievable.
Big rally and parade for them on Sunday.
Sunday mm-hmm. afternoon. So the Seattle Times, see their editorial today? Thank you, Storm. Now let's get to work raising WNBA salaries. And the whole story is about the Storm won. And then they go into how the maximum salary is $115,000 in the WNBA. Of course, in the NBA, there are people who make $30 million a year or more. And they're saying, and first of all, to bring that up, I don't know why even a celebratory moment like them winning the championship should be. Everything has to be about social justice warrior causes. So the reality is the Storm do not get the attendance that the NBA gets. They don't have the television contract. They don't have the kind of zeitgeist that makes them all household names like NBA players. And, you know, I know this from personal experience when, you know, just coaching girls basketball as I did for so long. There were a few years where our girls team was top 10 in the state and our boys team was okay. And we had a few years where our boys were fantastic too. But even when we were one of the best teams in the state and our boys were having a mediocre or worse season, the boys' games would be packed and the girls' games would have, you know, several dozen people. And it's just because people want to watch the sport played at the highest level. And I think that, you know, even high school kids just enjoy watching boys basketball more than girls basketball. That didn't diminish any of our accomplishments and certainly didn't diminish the achievements of our teams. But I'm also not going to whine about it and say, you know, yeah, it's too bad the kids don't come out. They don't want to come out. They don't come out.
And I get what you're saying, but honestly, I was actually hard on myself thinking, why didn't I go watch a Storm game? That's an incredible team we have. To have a team that has now won three WNBA championships.
Yeah, no,
and why aren't we celebrating them more? And I mean, I'm glad they're going to have a parade and a rally, but why aren't we I mean, those games are exciting.
Yes, but the honest answer to that, why people don't in greater numbers?
I think we need to change it. I know what you're going
to
say.
We don't have to change it. Why do we have to change it?
Because I think
it's reality.
When you're playing at that level,
I don't want to exaggerate this. I think a really good boys high school basketball team would beat the Storm.
I disagree.
Oh, my goodness.
Goodness gracious.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Guys.
No. Oh, my gosh. I would
they do
first.
That's all they do every day. They make a living doing that. And you think
guys there are a couple things that I know.
Now, maybe if you put all of the best
really
high
well.
School boys together, yes, but not one school.
No. There are a couple of things I know really well. I know girls and women's basketball.
You do.
I know high school sports. I know the Storm. I'm just telling you. That's the reality. And that's why it's tough to get the television dollars. The top dollars are going to flock to the highest level of sport. That in no way diminishes what the Storm represent and how fantastic they are in a relative sense. But and boy, I'll see if the listeners let's open up the old online trading academy text line on that one. 98973. And by the way, don't try to twist this, since I've dedicated much of the last 23 years of my life to coaching girls and young women in basketball. Don't you dare try to twist this into me.
Oh, you're already trying to like shape the argument. And then,
no, I'm just saying don't make this about me that I don't like women's basketball, because that couldn't be further from the truth. I'm just telling you that most good high school boys, you know, the top high school boys teams, could beat the Storm.
I'd put my money on the Storm.
Yeah, I don't like that one. I can see where you're coming from, but that one I don't know. Like top college, yes, because those are, I mean, you're putting a bunch of them together that are focusing, and I don't know.
I can't believe I'm arguing something so incredibly well. Look, you guys,
we're not going to change anyone's mind.
Yes, I will change everyone's mind with this. Go watch a boys' high school basketball game. Almost everybody on the team can dunk the basketball. At the Storm game in Washington, where they clinched the championship, Brianna Stewart dunked one time in warmups, and the entire team went crazy because she was able to get up.
But it's not about just dunking.
No, if you can... I can't believe I have to argue this with you two! This is something I know! And you should know that I know this. If the game is played above the rim, if everybody on one team can get above the rim and dunk the ball, that means they can get way more rebounds, they can block way more shots, and the fact of the matter is, you're trying to get me back to the drag queen story time, aren't you?
No.
This is about the effort to make us a genderless society. It's not going to happen. Men and women have dramatic biological, physical differences. And the top high school athletes are better than the best women's athletes. That is in no way disparate. And now you're slamming your hands
because
as I say
you
that.
You have to just manipulate the game differently. So don't let it get under the basket. Don't
tell you
let
what,
it stay
tell you
outside.
What, and I don't know the answer to this. I haven't gotten on my computer. Let's look during the next few minutes. Let's look at something totally objective. Let's find the fastest boys high school 100-meter, 200-meter, 400-meter times, and let's find the world champion women's.
But that's apples and oranges.
No,
talking purely about speed.
I'm talking about something that is objective, so because the subjective part I'm positive of.
Moving on.
No, we're
I'm
done.
Tired of this one.
We're done.
Dang it, much we didn't get to.
You two are exasperating to me. And that is your Fastest 15.
This has been the Fastest 15 Minutes in the News. Fast. Dory's Fastest 15.
Nicole didn't even want to do the Storm salary
topic. I
wanted to do the
next story. Thanks.
We'll get to the next story a little bit later. But we got an interview coming up next. It's the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Well, this is an all too familiar story about what our leaders, and again, I use that term loosely, what our leaders have let happen to the city. I got a Facebook message from a developer in Seattle, and he told me about his project in Wallingford that burned down yesterday morning. And it's just another story of inaction by politicians, by police, letting the drug vagrants take over the streets. The developer is Adam, and he joins us here on Cairo Radio. Adam, I appreciate you reaching out to me and coming on with me today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Dory. Very frustrating series of events.
Yeah, I can imagine. And I was kind of touched in your Facebook message when you said you named your construction company after the first names of both of your grandfathers, and you know, just sound like a solid working business guy who has to deal with way too much nonsense. So let's go through this chronologically. When you started this project. What was the project? What were you building there in Wallingford?
Yeah, it's seven row houses, basically little higher end townhomes.
Okay.
And on the corner of 43rd and I think it's Motorway, is the cross street there, just about a block off of Aurora. And as you know, that area is gentrifying very quickly. New construction is pretty much sprouting up everywhere. And of course, we've been under trying to get this thing. I mean, it took almost 2 years to get permitted. We've been under construction for just under a year. It's a little bit of a challenge in some of the dig out there. But anyway, about 4 or 5 months ago, once the framing was up and the roof was up, maybe about 4 months ago, my guys would show up to work in the morning, and there'd be guys sleeping in there. Their drug paraphernalia was laying everywhere. We asked them to leave. They were sort of aggressive. My subcontractors refused to come in. There were needles everywhere. So we had a ritual every morning. We asked them to leave. We clean up the needles, and they'd be back the next night or that evening. We called the police multiple times. There was kind of a ringleader of this group, and he was very defiant. And the police pretty much just said, look, we really can't do anything about it. Put up no trespassing. We did. We had no trespassing, fences around the building. It just didn't matter. We boarded up. No matter how secure we attempted to make it, they found their way in every evening.
So let me make sure I understand. When you put up the fence, what would they do to get through that?
Well, you know, the fences are cyclone, typical construction fences.
Yeah.
So you can climb over them. They're not barbed wired on the top.
Right, right.
So, you know, anybody committed to getting in, they're going to get in. In fact, we started leaving the honey bucket unlocked because guys would show up in the morning and there was human feces all over the work site.
Yeah,
and again, nobody. So we thought, just leave the thing unlocked. At least they're going to do their thing in the porta potty.
Right. And so when you would board up the building, would they just get a pry bar and pry those boards off?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It didn't matter how we had it. Yeah, screwed on. Doesn't matter. They found ways in. They would leave their stuff there during the day. We tried to gather it up, but we don't want to touch anything because we're not sure where the needles were. But every evening they would come back, and as I said, the frustrating part was one of the guys. We found his ID. We called the police. The police came out, and he was still sleeping. So they talked to the guy, and they told us basically they couldn't do anything about it. We tried to contact city council. We said, look, this is crazy. We can't even – my subs don't want to come here. They're afraid they're going to get stuck with a needle. We have to spend our time chasing them out each day and then cleaning up the work site. This is ludicrous.
It is amazing. It is amazing to hear. So tell me what happened yesterday morning.
So all week long, these guys, we were just constantly, and our HVAC guy was trying to get his job done, and they started showing up during the day, very defiant, and the HVAC guy sub just said, guys, you got to leave. We're putting in units here. You're right in the way. You can't stay here. And we called the police again, and the police came out the day before, and they spoke to this guy, but they didn't make a move. They didn't make him leave. And that was the night before the place caught on fire, which was yesterday morning.
So we
don't know if he did it on purpose, he was angry that we called the police yet again, or it was just a drug, cooking their drugs gone bad. We're not sure.
Are the fire department investigators going to be able to determine if it was a drug cook or an intentional larson?
That's under investigation. So far, I spoke to the investigator from the Seattle Fire Department. And they're, by the way, Dory, I spoke to the fire chief. He was very frustrated. He said, we're dealing with this all over the city.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy. And I'm just standing there looking at our project, in ashes, and it's frustrating. But, yeah, they are pretty committed that it's going to be connected to vagrancy issues.
Sure. What time did you get the phone call about the fire?
It was about 6:30 yesterday morning, and I think the fire started around 5:30, 5:45.
What was in your gut when you were getting that call?
Oh, I there's no doubt in my mind. I knew it happened. I knew that something happened with these guys that were living there. And, there was just no question. I was hoping it wasn't as bad as it turned out to be. But, unfortunately, it was, pretty much a total loss. So, this is the plight of where we're at. And it's frustrating because I have another project in Capitol Hill and it's the same problem. I mean, every day we're chasing out people and every night they come back in and, We looked at getting security guards. That's about a $24,000 a month proposition, which I can't afford.
Right.
And even if we did, the security company said, look, we're not going to, we can't physically grab people. You know, all we can do is stand watch. And it's like, well, we can do that. And it doesn't seem to help.
So. Yeah. No, I know what you mean. How long have you been a contractor, Adam?
A long time. And I, this has been my dream to have this company. And we probably formed almost 9 years ago, I guess.
Okay. The reason I ask is I just remember we let a different group of crazies take over the region about 15 years ago. And they were the environmental activists. And I don't know if you remember that, but they were burning down construction projects all around the region. And my wife and I were building a house, and our existing house was within baby monitor distance of the new one we were building. We had to put a baby monitor in our house under construction for the same thing. We wanted to listen to see if somebody was going to come and burn it down. And they let the environmental activists get away with murder 15 years ago, and now it's the drug vagrants that they are letting just take over. And good, honest business people like yourself are just getting killed in the process here.
Well, yeah, that's right. And I remember that that era. In fact, one of my partners, investors, he was doing a condo on Finney Ridge, and it was arson by ECHO terrorists. So, yeah, I don't know. It's just, this is a very frustrating time with the challenge of every day dealing with this. Well, pretty much, like you said.
Yeah, I want to read just a couple lines before I let you go out of your Facebook message to us. You said, this is out of control. Our lives are in danger due to non-action. Then you talked about the picking up all the drug needles, your subs not coming in. I feel as if all common sense has left our city. My lifelong dream of owning my own construction company the past few years has been a nightmare. And, man, that's not the way it should be. You should have, you're creating the jobs, you're paying the taxes, and the city seems to be at war with the capitalists and in bed with the drug vagrants. It's just everything's upside down around here.
Yeah, it should be humorous, but it's actually too painful to be humorous.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Right.
How much is your loss?
Just spoke to the adjuster. They're looking at maybe about $1.3 million.
And you have that insured, I trust.
Yeah, it's insured, but of course, insurance doesn't cover our loss of time and the interest payments and you know, everything that goes into getting it back to where we were at. So it's frustrating, and it's you know, one of those punches in the gut that you have to just pull yourself together. But we appreciate you shedding the light on what's going on, Dory. Thanks for keeping this pressure on the city. I wish more people would just jump on board and say enough is enough.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, it's happening. The tide is starting to turn. A lot of the crazies on the city council aren't going to run because people are starting to push back. So we're going to wrest back control one of these days, Adam.
Yeah, I'm sure hope so.
Okay. Adam, nice talk with you. I'm sure sorry for what you're going through, and thanks for sharing your story with us.
Yeah, thanks, Story.
Okay. That's Adam, a contractor whose project he's been working on for a long time. Burned down yesterday, likely because of drug vagrants in the Wallingford neighborhood. Love to know what you think. You can text us, the Online Trading Academy text line at 98973. That's 98973. Lots more straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. Finally, a television story in the news that I at least comment on because I've seen the show.
I actually didn't realize you watched Modern Family. You don't talk about it.
No. I watched the first few seasons, and then it became way too social justice warrior-y for me after about the fourth season. But I record the rerun, so I get the new and the rerun, so I have them all in my DVR. But the early seasons I thought were really fun.
They were the best.
Yeah, the last few seasons have been painful. Painful. But anyway, big story. Breaking today. Modern Family is going to kill off a significant character. And then they're having a poll asking who is going to be killed off. But they say that the storyline next season is going to be all of them dealing with grief and loss. And so I'm looking at the list, the poll. They were asking on TMZ, Ed O'Neill, Sofia Vergara, Julie Bowen, Ty Burrell, Justin Tyler Ferguson, Eric Stone Street, or other. I know who it is. I know who it's going to be.
Okay, let's hear it.
So what were the two guys, Mitchell and Cameron, right?
Right.
The married guys.
Right.
It's going to be their daughter.
No.
It's going to be their daughter.
It's not going to be their daughter.
Because the kid can't act. And this is going to be their way.
I disagree with you on that one, but I don't think that she could. That's too big of a storyline for them.
What's with I'm not going to disagree with you? Why can't people just say, I agree with you on that?
I agree with you then.
Yeah, but why does it have to be I'm not going to disagree with you?
That's not relevant to my opinion.
But she can't act. Listen to this.
I'm bored.
I know, sweetie, but daddies are talking about what we're going to wear tonight, and that's a difficult conversation.
Find me a river.
Lily, I'm not loving this attitude. You seem a little mean.
Sorry, should I call you a wambulance?
I know, she's terrible.
That kid couldn't act when she was 2 years old. And that kid, what is she now, 12 or I don't know.
Well, it was charming when she was younger.
No, it wasn't.
She's getting up there. And
she was awful. She was awful from the first day on the show. And I'm sure they've worked and worked and worked with her, but the kid still can't act. And they don't have a graceful way to get out of it. So
she'll still be there. They would just replace her. They wouldn't kill her. She's too big of a storyline. But my opinion is either probably Sarah, Haley or Alex, the two daughters. Mm. I think they're both more likely to move on to different projects so they could go. Or what I actually think is going to happen is it's going to be, their boyfriend. Both of them dated him. But the kid, what was it? Dylan.
That's not a major character.
I know, but it's all about the show.
It's going to be the adopted kid.
It's going to be the boyfriend.
It's way of getting out of the fact that she can't act.
No, it's a big buildup, and it's going to be a lame payoff.
This is why I just realized why I never talk about TV stuff. It ultimately just bores me. Okay, we're going to check the news for you, and then the big lead at 2, including more on our exclusive next.